Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Russ Peckinpah, Vice President of IT at Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Russ, thank you so much for your time. It is great to get to know you a little bit better as we learn about you on a more personal level. It'll be fun to hear about how you came to Marin and some of the things that you're passionate about. So first off, can you share with us quickly, give us a brief snapshot, how did you come to Marin Health?
Sure. So it's a little bit of a long journey. I started in healthcare in Texas back in the 80s, so that was a long time ago. I actually came to California to work for UCSF Stanford when they originally merged back in, 1997. Came to California for a job and couldn't leave. So I've been around the Bay Area. I've worked for Stanford, UCSF, and most recently at Alameda Healthcare over in Oakland. I was living in Marin and working in Oakland, and opportunity came up at Marin Health, and I had had my eye on Marin Health for a long time, and I was very excited to jump on that opportunity. So I've been here since 2013, and just love working here. It's just a great community and just a great to work.
Yeah, well, we're very happy you're here. So you came to California and couldn't leave. We hear that story a lot. I came to California for a weekend, and 15 years later, I'm still here. I couldn't leave. So I understand that you're passionate about playing darts, and you've been playing for about 20 years.
Yeah, you know, my two main hobbies are golf and darts. And, you know, golf I've been playing since I was a kid. My mom introduced me to the game, but my real passion is in darts, and I started playing darts about 20 years ago. Like you said, my friend introduced me to the game, and he had been playing for most of his life, and so he sort of taught me the basics, and I just got excited about it, and we played off and on together probably once a week for 15 years, and it was just a great experience, and I sort of gradually improved over time. We were excited to take a trip to London back in, I guess about 10 years ago, we took a trip to London just to throw darts.
Wow.
Sort of see some of the sights. And so every afternoon, we found a different bar or pub in London that we could throw darts in. We did make a rule before we went that we would only go to pubs that were over 100 years old and had dart boards. Surprisingly, there's a ton of those in London, and we didn't even scratch the surface on the number of places that we could have. But almost every night that we threw darts, the locals would challenge us to a match, and we never lost,
yeah.
I have to say. So I was pretty proud of our accomplishments in the great city of London.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool story. So we hear of sports figures who have their favorite bat, their favorite glove. I can't take the field until I do this or I touch this sign. And I'm including you in one of the great sports figures of America, Russ. Do you feel that way about darts? Do you have special darts that you have to play with?
I'm passionate about the weight and the feel and the size of the darts, the type of flights there are. And so it makes a huge difference to your game. What I've learned, an interesting story, when I was throwing darts with my friend in the city one time, there was a bar that we used to throw at over on Geary Street in the city. I was throwing at a double 16. So I was on the outside of the board trying to hit a specific double 16, and I missed the board. I missed a little bit to the left, and it hit the wall beside the dartboard, right? There's carpet around it, so it kind of sticks in the carpet. And I went up to pull my darts after I threw my last third dart, and there were only two, and I couldn't find the third one. And what had happened was it went through the carpet and through a hole in the drywall and into the wall of the bar and fell down into the bar. And so I went to the owner of the bar and said, "Hey, your bar ate my dart." He was not very sympathetic. I got a free beer out of it.
Okay.
But I had to buy new darts, which was a huge ordeal. Just a huge ordeal.
Oh,
so anyway, I told him if he ever tears down this bar, I need my dart back. And he said he would call me.
I love that. The set that you had to replace this one with because the bar ate your darts. Are you still using that set or do you have a couple of them that you use?
I have a couple, but that's my main set now, and I'm totally happy with it.
Yeah. So with the pandemic, obviously, we weren't going out to bars and restaurants. What happened? You probably didn't throw a lot, right? Do you have a board at home?
I don't. And I've totally gotten rusty. It's been really a tough time for me. That's the hardest thing that I think I've had to give up at the pandemic. Well, that's probably not true, but it's been very difficult, I have to say.
So you don't have a board at home, Russ? This seems a little weird. Come on, you're like almost a professional dart thrower. You're playing tournaments. You don't have a board at home?
You know, it's one of those things that you just need a partner. You just need somebody to play with. And if I don't have someone at home to throw with, it's just not as fun.
Yep.
It's a beer drinking sport. It's like bowling.
I got it. Okay, that's so cool. So you said earlier when you were telling us how you came to Marin, you're from Texas, that's right?
That's right. I grew up in the Texas Panhandle.
Wow, okay. So Texans do have an accent, just like many areas of the country. So I hear that you speak a little bit of Texan just for fun around the office. Can you share a couple of sayings with us, Texas sayings?
I've actually given lessons to the leadership team on how to speak Texan because I got tired of giving presentations and people didn't understand what I was talking about. So there's anecdotes and there's different syllables and different words that mean different things in Texas. And so I've taught a few people a few things over the years about how to speak Texan. The one thing that I like to tell them is words in Texan have a different number of syllables than words in the other parts of the country. And some of the examples I use are like the word well, like I dropped my phone in the well, but we don't say well, we say whale. So he dropped his phone down the whale.
The whale, okay.
Is the way you would say that. And so when you hear that, in that case, you know, you turn a one-syllable word into a two-syllable word, but that's the way the Texans say it.
Okay, can you give us another lesson? I'm liking these lessons. Are there phrases in Texan that you can teach us or tell us?
Some things, like you can, short things have fewer syllables, like phrases that have fewer syllables, where you kind of just run words together, like the phrase, "Jeet yet?" which is short for, "Did you eat yet?" And of course, the correct response to that, after they say no, is you can say, "Yont to?" Do you want to, of course, right?
So if I'm down in Texas and I'm ready and I want to get some of that good Texas barbecue, I'm going to say, "Jeet yet?"
That's right. You got it.
And then when the person says no, then I say, "Yont to?"
Yont to?
Yont to? Okay, there. See, you just taught us Texan.
You get a lot of information across in a very short time period. If you speak as slowly as most Texans do, you have to do that or your listener falls asleep on you.
Okay, I got it. This is so interesting. I love it. So with a name like Peckinpah, of course you're from Texas, right? I mean, my goodness. For sure. Anything else that you want to tell us about your personal life you want to share with us, Russ?
I have two children. My son is a teacher down in Palo Alto. He's been teaching between 4th and 7th grade. He's now teaching 7th grade. And I have a daughter who's going to Indiana University getting her PhD. I like to say that my kids got their mom's brains because they're both a lot smarter than I am. They're both great kids, and I just love spending time with them. And I miss my daughter terribly during the pandemic living out in Indiana. It's been tough.
Yeah, I bet. Hopefully there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I know we're not out of it yet, but hopefully we'll get there soon. Well, Russ, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your private life with us. We could get a chance to know you better. So when we see you in the hallway, we're going to make sure that we drop some of that Texan on you.
Thank you.
All right, Russ. Well, thank you again. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And once again, that's Russ Peckinpah, Vice President of IT at Marin Health. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.